Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast, Putting It Into Perspective. My name's Harrison.
My name's Jamie.
And this is our brand new golf podcast, all about golf simulators.
Everything to do with golf simulators.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so we're a couple of guys, we're in the industry. Jamie, tell us your story. How did you get into golf simulators?
Yeah, so I was the founder of InSwing Golf, which you'll find online. My background, I was a PGA professional, golf club professional, if you like. Always had an interest in golf tech and technology, and I needed a golf simulator for my golf club. Low budget, had to learn to build one myself, and pretty much go through all of the things that people would go through at home when they're looking at a golf simulator, and it just grabbed me. And from there, I moved away from being a golf club professional, and as I said, founded InSwing Golf, worked with simulation companies in distribution, product development, and here we are now, helping people every day build their dreams at home.
Very nice. People do get their dreams built by us. It's what we do. We are the dream makers.
We make them possible.
No, it's good. I mean, like, background for me, again, I'm also PGA professional, worked at various golf courses and things like that. And I've always worked with golf tech. Started working with TrackMan sort of like 10 years ago when like the 3E was out, like the 3 and yeah. The 3E. Found they're just such like cool bits of kit. And then I started teaching full time at our studios at Golf Bays. And then ended up, Rob said he needed some more, another pair of hands. And I kind of knew the golf industry very well and knew the product very well and just started working for Golf Bays like that, really.
Yeah, that's an interesting transition, isn't it? Because, I mean, what sort of grabbed you so much to bring you away from, you know, a PGA coaching role and all the things that you trained for to then, you know, move into something like this?
Yeah, I think it was just, I mean, it was something a lot different to what I was doing. Because obviously when you're coaching and stuff, like I was using TrackMan to coach, so you're always very into the tech and you want to know everything about the tech and the software and how that's kind of developing and how it's going to help your business as a coach and all that. And I think I just had a very good background in it. I've always quite, you know, don't mind the new challenge and things like that. And then when I kind of got offered it, I just thought, why not? You know, we'll do something a little bit different, because I think I love working in the golf industry. But more kind of like the golf business side of the industry.
Instead of,
I never massively enjoyed working at golf clubs and in pro shops and things. It never grabbed me as much as this did, I think, because it's such an emerging market, as we'll kind of go on to speak about, like, you know, golf simulators are just so popular now, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, I suppose the thing is as well is coming from club professional or coach or anything like that, you know, you're very sort of orientated on people. You know, their needs, their desires, you know, what they want to gain from something. And I think, you know, that carries over really well into what we're doing now, you know, because we're not just selling things to people. You know, we're actually, it's, you know, it's almost multifaceted, isn't it? It's not just, here's a product, take your money and buy. You know, you people get the same sort of personal experience that they would if they were having a golf lesson, or they came into your pro shop to buy a driver or a pack of T-pegs, or, you know, so I think what we do, you know, and how we do it, I think that side of it has probably actually helped us a lot. And I think that reflects, and I think that's probably why, you know, we are trusted to do these things with people.
Definitely. It's like almost like buying a golf simulator now. It's like getting a custom fitted set of clubs or a driver, isn't it? You go to your pro and you ask him, you hit some swings, you say, what's best for me? What works for me? Same thing with golf. It's like you come to us with your space. What works for me? What's best for me?
Yeah.
And we'll kind of give you these options. Okay, these are the options that you've got in this price range that are going to fit in your space.
Yeah.
Pick the one that you want. You
know, it's, no, absolutely.
It's one of those.
You know, just helping people identify what they really need, you know, and make it work for them financially to suit. Because I think as well, sometimes people don't always actually know what they need. Sometimes they think they know what they need. And sometimes they think they need a lot more than they actually do. So, you know, it can be quite a daunting experience in you know, in anything now with golf clubs, even they're so expensive, you know, you can be £500 or £600 for a driver, you know, it's a big spend, you know, and it, you know, it can be quite daunting, but if, you know, it could turn out that you just don't need what you think. And unless you direct it in the right way, and I think you've got some honest advice with lots of options, you know, that can prove quite hard for people.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something, obviously, that this podcast is going to hopefully, you know, lean to do, is going to be to educate people, help people make these informed decisions. Also, just keep you up to date in what's going on in the golf simulator industry. Yeah. We're a growing industry. And also, we'll talk about some things in the wider world of golf as well. So I'd say stay tuned. That's episode number one, getting to know us and getting to know what we're about.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Brilliant.